Imagine that, right? You've got your home Olympics, and then everyone to me wanted to have a little story with me because I live down the road. And it's like, oh God, local girl going to Olympics. Profile went up sky high because I seemed to be everywhere. It was quite funny and very weird.
Do
Like
you
with
remember this global superstar who you met? Because I remember and I was screaming. You did like a campaign and they were
campaign.
in London just before the Olympics and you were all over TV and I was screaming.
I think I know you're talking about
Who was
Will
it?
Smith. Listen,
Will Smith.
that was crazy. Don't get me wrong, I was nervous though. Trying to
It
play it cool because I had to teach him how to hurdle. I said, oh God, how am I gonna do this? I was like, break it down, remember it's a new skill. You know, you've got to do it like he's a child, we've done some hurdle walkovers, you know, he tried to make a dance out of
Of
it.
course he did.
And it was me, Anthony
Of
Joshua,
course.
was actually a part of
I
that
do remember
team.
seeing him as well.
Yami.
Oh, Yamil was there. Oh, was she?
Yami.
Shout out, Yamil Aldama.
And then there was a basketball player called Derek. I wish I knew. I'm gonna say Derek Campbell, but maybe I've made up that
Okay,
surname.
yeah.
But yeah, he a Brit GB basketball player, and we were basically hanging out for the day. And very cool guy. You know the energy that we would see on Fresh Prince.
He's
Imagine he was
exactly the
older,
same.
he still had the same energy. And then we was going to watch Men in Black later on.
Oh, the premiere
Yeah,
that
that night I saw JC. That night, I saw Nicole Scherzinger. Probably pronounced that wrong, but I knew. I might not say they can say their names right, but I know exactly who they
Yeah, of
are.
course, of course.
But yeah, man. I think he said, "Oh, you guys scrub up well." So yeah, because before in the daytime he
Of
was doing
course,
rescue,
yeah. I don't
like
know why
in our
people think
school
athletes
stuff.
can't. I mean,
Some can't. Let's be
some can't.
honest now.
Yeah, let's
Some
be
people just stay in
real.
their sports
I
gear.
mean, how many after parties did we go to and people?
Why are you wearing your running trainers
Like,
with your jeans that are boot
why
black?
was that
What's that? Oh, come on now. You know once championship's done, we're gonna have a party. Like,
always the look? Like, come on.
let people see you're versatile at least.
Yeah.
Funny, funny, funny.
Oh gosh, my word. Sorry, so we're getting off track again. So yeah, how was your 2012 performance? So in case the listeners didn't know.
Ooh, I was very unhappy with it because, you know, I felt like with the media and stuff, everyone was putting this gold medal on my neck already. Funny enough, before that, the Olympics, I was at Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace
Of
was
course,
the,
oh,
listen, Crystal
that
Palace was the
meets
last meet before we go to our
before, yeah.
championships. I was on fire. So it was a rainy, grey, really kind of like cold day. Obviously, now it was my last race before going to the Olympic Games. But we was down in Portugal. They threw
For the
us out
holding
there, yeah,
camp,
for the
yeah.
holding cab. And my race before that, I must have went to Belgium or something. I ran like 55 seconds. And I was like, what is going on with my training? I started questioning. Chris was like, don't worry, it's there. When it matters, it will come. That was one thing. See, Chris is so good, right, at making sure I would perform
When it
when it
matters.
mattered. Right, so he was like, yeah, pay man, don't worry, it's all gonna be good. So I went into this race. It's like, again, remember that attitude I said I had, new race, new opportunity. And then yeah, it was raining. I was like, I know these weather conditions. Whereas the other girls are from like tropical, like
Climates and
climates
stuff.
and stuff, yeah. So they're all a bit like, this is cold. I'm like, bring this on, yeah. I think, did I have weave in my hair? Listen, from time my hair is back and protected, I don't care. No, actually, it wasn't actually. It was relaxed. It was growing out. I remember the picture. So it was all fresh and relaxed. I felt hot. You know, you got to feel, to me, you got to have
Yeah,
this confidence. Look good, feel good, because
of
I'm going to
course,
perform well.
yeah.
Way. Did I know I was going to run 53 seconds that day? I was like, when I saw the time on the clock, I said, what have I just done that? So from I run that time now, and I'm going, the Olympics happen in a few weeks' time, the newspapers, Perry's going for gold. Da-da-da-da-da. You know, you're getting this added pressure. And I'm like, but it's to the fact that I started believing it, you
Yeah.
know, I'm like, yeah, that's mine, that's mine. That, mm-hmm. you know, too soon kind of thing. Because I didn't even make the final. So there was no opportunity for me to try and even grab a medal or get onto the podium. It was that 0.01 second that I've missed out on getting to the final. Yeah. I cried. Because I felt like the whole world and the whole nation were watching and were behind me.
Yeah.
And I felt like I just let them all down. Mm. My family, because especially when I was getting sent videos, seeing them all at my mum's house, mm-hmm. gathered together watching it, and I haven't managed to bring nothing home. So that really was like upsetting for me, you know, but I had to pick myself up because I had a relay to run.
Of course.
And I think we finished fifth or something in our relay. But then as, you know, I would say months went down the line, I realised, you know what, going to Olympics is a big thing. Mm-hmm. It's a massive achievement.
Your first Olympics?
First Olympics.
And it's your home Olympics?
That's what I'm saying. So there's so many positives I can take from the situation. And like now, I'm so proud of when I say I'm Olympian.
Of course,
you know what I mean. Like,
how many billions of people are on this planet, and they don't get the opportunity to even compete in elite sport. But the likes of you and everyone else who's been to even one Olympics, like, it's such a prestigious honor,
exactly,
to even have. You know what I mean? So yeah, don't downplay.
So
none of it.
Yes. So London 2012 was a. Yeah, it was not. It didn't go to as plans I would like to have, but damn right I channeled that energy into the next year.
So take us into 2013, because that was you ready.
Listen, I was not playing, but I was just seeing fire, flame, training. Ooh, I saw red. Ooh, it's not happening again. You know, it was just a bit like I had this new found energy, and I was like, let's bring it on. Because what happened? Because actually. Wait, so 2013 we had indoors.
Indoors, so take so us to indoors.
So I've done the indoor season for Europeans, and I've done the 400 metres, because obviously you don't have 400 metre hurdles mm-hmm. indoors. And
was it always part of your plan to do indoors that year? Because you're always a great indoor runner. Like, remember the year before, 2012, and you out there.
Beat Sanya. Listen, that story makes me laugh. Because Sanya thought she had it. Yes, lovely, you won the gold medal in the individual. But now these new fresh legs have been put into the team, yeah? And I'm on the last.
I just don't think she saw you, you know? Because you were on the outside, right?
I was leading the whole way, Annika. I led that race from the start to the finish.
She thought that she was going to come back.
She thought, come on now, you've just won a gold medal, yeah? So you know you're the fastest. Mm-hmm. You're the fastest, right? Not knowing they've got this British girl. Remember, to me, the Americans weren't really rating the British girls, yeah?
Let's be real.
They don't rate us. Let's I don't care, real. Yeah? But...
aside from Christine, here we go, obviously. Because at that point, she was defending Olympic
That's
champion.
All they knew was yeah. Christine, exactly.
Didn't see anyone else, really.
Yeah. But she can do this.
Yeah.
You know? Listen, I've got that respect after, though. After that race, yeah? And I beat her, dived over the line...
You launched.
Listen, you're not taking this from me, boy. Oh gosh, and I could feel her. That's something I really feel when people mm-hmm. are on my shoulders, and I felt her. Like, you're not going past me. Like, phew. Then wait when you're waiting for like the results to come through. Yeah. I was like, oh, did I get it? And then it came up Great Britain. Me, Shayna Cox, and Nicola Saunders, and Christine. The emotions were crazy. It was just like, we did it.
World indoor champions, as you should.
So then what I found is, you know, when you race well, running for normal times, you kind of take that confidence mm-hmm. into with you to your training and like into the next season and stuff. So 2013, you know, training for the indoors and the 400 metres. Come and won it. Won the individual 400 metres.
Do you remember what time you ran? A superb
50.8, I think. 50.8 I ran.
Do you know how mad it is to even run 50.8 indoors? indoors.
I know. I remember people like, watch when she goes outdoors. So, all right. Is that how it works? I was like, yeah. You know, you tend to run faster.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I done that. When I ran that final, the 400, I then had to do the relay. So I didn't get time to celebrate. Straight back to my hotel room, ate ice bath, mat. Because in a few hours, because that was a morning session, in the evening I was about to do this relay.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I was put on the last leg. I was like, come on, bring your side. I want another gold
medal. Of course you do. You're on a high.
Yeah.
You're not settling for anything less than gold.
And I managed to bring home another gold medal for Great Britain. Mate, I was like, yes. So that gave me confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the World Championships in Moscow.
Yes.
In the summer.
So you were arguably, I would say, and I'm sure everyone else would say, the best shape of your life.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. Yeah. I really was. I was.
So take us through Moscow. That World Championship.
Moscow. Listen. I was like, you know, you got to a point now, I know how a championship works mm-hmm. now. It's like, I've not got to fear anybody. I've got a chance here now to get this world title. So then that's how I kind of went into it. You do the same what you've usually been doing, Perry. And my confidence was so high because I won my heats. Then I won my semi-finals. Then it comes to the final. I was like, yes, let's go. But one thing I did feel in the, when I was going to cool room,
mm-hmm.
I felt something in my calf. I was like, what's wrong with my calf? So I, was like, so I went to the toilet and kind of was massaging. So like,
as you
don't,
do.
Don't want the other competitors to see that there may be something wrong with you.
On you your know? Left leg?
Yeah, I remember I was just there thinking, oh, what's going on here? We're going to be all right. It's nerves. That's the thing. This is nerves, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, went to start line, whatever. And then after going over my first hurdle, I felt something. I was like, but I'm still running. I'm like, no, but wait, I haven't got control of my legs. My knee just kind of, well, I don't know. My leg just felt really wobbly. And I managed to finish the race, but I finished 7th place. And I was like, what happened there? You know, it was mm-hmm. the kind of thing that, like, what have I done?
Thank you for listening to a preview of today's show. To hear the full episode, visit www.thehiddengreatness.com.